Thank you, Robin, and thank you all for attending today. It's delightful to see you here in this audience. I have to admit, I gave you an old card, Robin, and we have reorganized ourselves at Monterey County Health Department in order to do advanced planning, more policy development, and I want to acknowledge our manager of this unit, Dr. Krista Haney, is here today. I want to say thank you for your work and your support, and I'm going to introduce this novel approach to addressing childhood asthma in our county with the high prevalence of asthma that we have, and I will give you a little bit of the results of our study, and then Donna will present to you her ideas of how she came up with this cross-disciplinary solution and where she thinks it's going to go in the future. So first, just a little bit of information about Monterey County. You might recognize the town of Salinas as being what John Steinbeck called the salad bowl of the world. We are an agricultural community. We are 51% Hispanic. We are about 435,000 people. Typically, the largest employer is tourism and agriculture, and we speak about Monterey County as being two counties. Over on the coast, we have Pebble Beach, we have Pacific Grove. That's where the Concours d'Elegance happens. That's where the Pebble Beach golf things happen. I'm not a golfer. And then on the Interior Valley is where we have all the agriculture. So, as those being the two main employers, most of jobs in hospitality and agriculture are fairly low paying. So we have a high prevalence of low socioeconomic income in our county, as well as low educational attainment and some linguistic isolation. I'm giving you this information just to let you know that we do have some challenges to services, healthcare services. And a little bit about the County of Monterey. Our health department employs about 800 people, and it's becoming easier for us to start working within units or bureaus of our department because we do have so many, and because we are trying to do some crosswork together. So a picture on that is, besides the administration bureau, we have a public health, we have FQHC look-alike clinics. We have our behavioral health, our environmental health, emergency medical services, and public administration, public guardian. We're the largest department by number of FTEs in the county. And as part of our public health, we also have the vital records and our laboratory. So we are quite large. We also have our public health safety net hospital. Is county owned. So this was, let me go to disclosures. This is Donna. We have nothing to hide. This novel approach that Donna Putnam put together as director of our supervising regional nurse case management teams was to put together a nurse case management program with a home visitation program, and also include environmental health when needed. And our clients are referred to us by the hospital and also by our own clinics. When you put these together with an asthma action plan and a nurse case management educational plan, you end up with this cross-disciplinary approach that I was mentioning to you before, where we have found what we think are some very, very promising results based on a rather small study. But let me tell you a little bit about how we arranged that. We wanted to improve high-risk patient health outcomes for children ages 0 to 17. For the most part, our study population were in the younger age groups. We wanted to increase the routine follow-up for medical follow-up, and we did that with support from our office administrators. We wanted to educate parents or remind them of asthma triggers. Donna will talk about what we did on home visitation assessments to measure environmental triggers and what we did about that. We wanted to help parents understand what were the appropriate uses of various medications. We wanted to reduce emergency room visits for asthma episodes. We are also hoping to find a decrease in missed school days for children who suffer from asthma. Our study partners were our Safety Net Hospital, our emergency room, and the referrals from that source. Our FQHC Lookalike Clinics, which provide safety net care as well, and were the main referral source for us for our study. Our regional nurse case management teams, which is an innovative approach that Donna put into place a while back. We do have four very distinct areas of our county. Over on the coast, it's a more affluent area. Down in the southern area, it is a low socioeconomic area with not a lot of services. The central part of our county has services, and the north part of our county feels many times disjoined from the rest of the county. Many people in the north part of our county associate themselves more with the county above them because of geographic distance. So Donna organized her public health nursing into teams and then added to those teams dietitians, social workers, and others. Maybe you'll talk about that a little bit too, Donna. And this project was also supported by our epidemiology unit that Dr. Krista Haney had led before we reorganized into our new planning and evaluation and policy unit, and we provided survey research and the data analysis. We based our work on a theory that had said that multifactorial is the best way to address environmental aspects of chronic disease. In our study, it was a six-month study, again, a low sample size, 31 children. They were diagnosed with moderate persistent asthma. There was a face-to-face clinic assessment and a referral based on that assessment. And then Donna will also talk to you about the instructional curriculum that was provided there at the clinic and then also in the home. The collection, data collection tools included an assessment of the home environment, a pre and a post asthma survey, instructions for the parents, which Donna will demonstrate for you with a manipulative that she has here today. And then we had the pre in-home and post surveys that provided us with the data that I'm about to present to you. Our demographics were basically heavily Hispanic, more male than female. Most of the households we addressed spoke English. However, most all of our public health visiting nurses are bilingual. And we had most of our children in the study, although it was from 0 to 17, nearly half were aged 6 to 11. So here are some of the outcomes, and I'll go through this fairly quickly. We had a 33% point increase in the correct responses to what do you think asthma triggers are. And again, this is based on the educational sessions we held with the parents. And we were happy to see that we actually did 3 points of study. We did a baseline study, we did a 3-month telephone call follow-up study, and then we did a 6-month follow-up telephone study. The results I'm presenting to you today are after 6 months. We wanted to see how long that information had been retained and how it was playing out for actual health and social outcomes. So these are our 6-month results. We also had a 35% point increase in the correct responses to do you know what are good ways to prevent asthma in the home. We found that we had a 39 or almost 40% percentage point increase in no emergency room visits in the past year for asthma asthma episodes, a 33% point increase for children who used no asthma medication in the past week. And you see, you know, for these, you see even the secondary measures. I'm going to back half a second. 48% as opposed to 16% said that they had visited the hospital less in the time frame, the 6 month time frame that was the study. For not missing school, that number jumped from 29% to 65% for after the survey. And now I would like to turn this over to Donna Putnam, who is our Director of Public Health and Nursing.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for this opportunity just to share what our program and the highlights from our program. The real key to our success in this asthma intervention program that we initiated in Monterey County was a strong partnership with our FQHC look-alike clinics. And because of that partnership, our clinicians at each of these clinic sites, we have seven look-alike clinics, perceive the interventions by the public health nursing team as a continuum of care. So the clinician would initiate the asthma action plan at the clinic site. A public health nurse was positioned at the clinic site to receive the client post the clinician's visit and then introduced to field public health nursing. Our case management strategies was a home visit, an environmental assessment, and education for the patient and the family. And I think key to our success was a comprehensive case management in which we utilized the skills of public health nursing to not only to support the asthma action plan, but we did uncover a multitude of situations that we provided linkages and resources to. Environmental Health was a key partner with us, so that when we investigated the home and discovered mold, we were able to help the family initiate letters to renters, as well as involve our Environmental Health Department to help them alleviate the mold in their rented houses or the homes that they might have owned at the time. We also supported if there was an individual that was referred to us, maybe a child that also was not indicated in the referral to have obesity or other family members, then in this comprehensive case management, we did address a multitude of medical factors as well and were really able to support the families. Our program model was a case management team that was structured as a multidisciplinary. We have nurses on our team, registered dietitians, social workers. We also have health educators. It was regionally oriented, as Patricia spoke earlier, because as large as our county is, there are unique populations in each part of the county. We do have a population that is unique and has no written language, and it was very difficult for us to communicate, but we have had some success in using the indigenous translators. Another program model that we used is that we have one EMR system that is shared both by the clinics and the public health nurses, and I think this was a major plus in that the clinicians at the clinic site could see real-time activity after a home visit, and so they could see the effectiveness of the asthma action plan and truly be able to help their clients at follow-up visits. And then lastly, another program success was there were champions and leaders on both sides of the continuum. We had clinicians that championed the asthma interventions as well as public health nursing staff. Financing, there were no additional costs to implement this model beyond just the normal and the usual response. Our curriculum was developed in-house with an asthma educator, and our training was provided by the clinician. The resources, we use evidence-based asthma standards of care. We do have a flip chart that I have demonstrated on the table here that we took into the homes, and the public health nurses use that as their model of education, as well as we developed our own handouts in the language and at the literacy level of our community. Some of the challenges and recommendations, of course, patient literacy is a strong consideration. We had to modify the intervention. We do have we did have some high crime areas, and we were unable in one or two instances to actually do a home visitation because of that. But at the parents' request, we met them at off-site locations and actually interviewed them for the environmental study that we were asking. And then fidelity to the program design should always be periodically reviewed. The study design was over a course of several months. I had various staff changes, and so we needed to review continuously our model to ensure that we were all researching and providing the survey instrument the same. So that is our program. Well, remarkably for the good outcomes, we actually had 1 to 2 visits, and there was no noticeable difference between 1 visit or 2 visits in our outcomes. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. The question was, how many visits did our public health nurses give to the referred clients? 1 to 2 visits, and if the parents, what we majored in our public health intervention was the understanding of the families in terms of the asthma action plan that the clinician had initiated, so that they would in turn have success if there was an asthma attack, how to initiate that plan to prevent a hospitalization or ER visit. The asthma action plan, but we did review with the families about triggers and certainly inhalers and nebulizers, the full gamut of asthma control. We didn't measure what the staff uncovered in their asthma or home evaluation, but we did cover that. And when there were mites, when there were animals, when there were mold in the ceilings, of course, the public health nurses intervened and began to give the education to the families. And certainly the intervention was not resolved until the public health nurses were assured that the parents understood and completed any of the tasks that were asked of them.
So a challenge to the mitigation would be as a renter, as opposed to a homeowner, when you have home ownership, you have a lot more ability to make changes. You can take out carpets and put in hard flooring. Mm-hmm. You can change out window dressings and that sort of thing. As a renter, you're limited in what you can do there. So the education is sometimes as much as we can do there.
Yes.
Could you talk about 2 things? Number 1, how they work together, and then with a big push to focus now on IDE and the interprofessional education competencies.
Yes.
Have you thought about, or are you looking at if anybody is growing in any way as a result of this teamwork?
Well, we think we are, and we haven't quite evaluated if we're growing, but the interdisciplinary team was the question, how we work together as a team. So regionally, we have at each team, at each region site, we have one RD, we have one social worker at this point for the entire county, but we have a connection with our behavioral health staff should we need that. We have health educators on each team, and as well as nurses, public health nurses, and then LVNs that are working for the public health unit that are placed at the clinic sites. So this interdisciplinary team, because we share one EMR, it's the client's EMR, and we all share the same record, they're able to follow, should there be a need for the registered dietitian, then the nurse can refer to the registered dietitian simultaneously, or within the same week they can follow up, as well as the social worker. Now the health educators on our team have done a remarkable job initiating classes that we've started in our community. And in these classes, it's a basic health education class, a 16-week series entitled Steps to a Healthier Life. And it's taught by our health educators, and we have actual enrollment of 30 to 60 individuals. Walking groups come from this. We train promotoras to extend and continue the groups in other smaller venues as well. So our linkage goes from either the safety net hospital to the clinic to the referring to the public health regional team, and then when we're through with our interventions, one to two in this particular context is asthma, then we refer them to these the educator trainings and seminars that are going on throughout the county.